Exodus 13. Oh, may the Lord indeed keep the fowl of the air from stealing this away. Keep your minds and hearts. Mine, keep my mind and heart hedges about. This is the one thing needful. There's nothing on earth more important than what we're doing right now. Nothing. Maybe the last message I preach, maybe the last message you hear. That's a fact. I've preached lots of people's last messages. It really is life or death. It's not just Sunday morning service. It's not a sermon. I hope this will be a message from God. All right. In the bulletin, it said that we're going to deal with the token and the frontlets and the cloud and the pillar. Well, I didn't get to the cloud and the pillar. We don't need to rush through this, okay? There's so much here. This morning, we're going to look at verse 16, the token and the frontlets. And then Wednesday night, Lord willing, well, next Sunday. Verse 18 is a blessed verse. It said, the Lord led the people through the way of the wilderness, and they went up harnessed. What that mean? Being harnessed together, going out of the land. Harnessed. Yoked together. What a message that is. Well, this morning, look at verse 14 again. It shall be when thy son asks thee in time to come, what it saying, what is this? That thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. It came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, our captor, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, man and beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all that openeth the matrix, being male, that all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And he says, it shall be for a token. The Lord shall say, this is for a token upon thine hand and for frontlets between thine eyes. For, once again, by strength of hand, the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. All right, a token, frontlet. That's today's message. Now, this is to Israel. This is to God's chosen. Remember the unleavened bread and all of those things that we looked at? Circumcision. Someone that's not circumcised can't take the Passover. So that, what is that? You remember that? Well, he is not a Jew or an Israelite, one outwardly, but inwardly. And circumcision is not an outward thing. It's an inward thing done by God upon heart. Removal of flesh, male and female, to take away all your fleshly religion, all your fleshly confidence, all your fleshly hope, and put all your hope in the Lamb. Now, this is the mark, a mark, the principal mark of God's people, male and female, circumcision of the heart, unleavened bread, sincerity and truth. Sincerely and truly worshiping the Lamb. Okay? So, and the Lord, now, let me look at chapter 13, verse 5. He keeps saying it. The last part of verse 5, thou shalt keep this service. Keep this service, this Passover service, okay? Unleavened bread, lamb. Now, verse 10, thou shalt keep this ordinance. Keep it. Keep doing this. Don't stop doing this. It's an ordinance forever. Whenever you get together, this is what you do. This is the mark of God's people. This is the token of God's true people. A frontlet between your eyes. Okay? Look at verse 8. He said, show your son. He keeps telling us, show your children. Talk to them. Tell them. Tell them what? What the Lord hath done. Verse 8. This is done because of that which the Lord did to me. What wonderful things the Lord did to me. I was in Egypt. He brought me out. And verse 9, he says, this is for a sign unto thee. The sign. Sign of God's people. Sign of your election. Sign of God's love. Sign that you belong to Him. And then it goes on to say, and a memorial. This is a memorial. He's telling us, this do in remembrance of what? What God hath done. The Lamb. A Lamb died that we might live. Do this. Don't ever quit doing this. This is the token. Now do you know? This is the token of God's true people. Nobody else. This is it. And the frontlet between your eyes, it's right there all the time. What? Blood. What the Lord hath done. Always on your mind. Now I've told you the whole story. I've told you what frontlets are. I've told you what the token is. It's the gospel of Christ. You know it's not something different. Something new. Same thing. Keep telling them the same thing. That from chapter 3 on, it's going to bring you out, and what you're going to do is sacrifice. I'm bringing you out to sacrifice unto me, because I'm the one that's going to bring you out. You didn't even want out till I made things miserable for you to bring you out. Now, for the rest of your days, this is what you're going to do. This is our testimony. Verse 14 and 15, he said, tell your children, this is our testimony. Salvation is of the Lord. We tell them, we tell everybody, this is what we say, this is what we do, how the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we're glad. Is that all you all talk about? Is it? When the world, what do y'all do down there? One thing. Is that all y'all talk about? Yes, it is. Christ is all. He's either all or he's not. If he's all, then that's all you talk about. That's all you do. This is the token. This is how you know God's true people. Yes. This is what the Lord's saying. Christ is all. If Christ is all, he's all you'll talk about. He's all you'll trust and lean to. If this is the church of Christ and the church of God, all we'll do is worship God and worship Christ. Nothing else. Not a fun place. It's a worship, a house of worship for the Lamb. It's what we have for our children. It's what we have for ourselves. Nothing else. If you don't like Lamb, don't come here. Token. What is a token? Token is a symbol. A token is a distinguishing mark. A token is a pledge. And I want to give you several things in Scripture that talks about tokens. A frontlet. What's a frontlet? Well, phylactery. It's a phylactery. Phylactery is only used one time in the New Testament, and our Lord brought it up. And it's the frontlet. All right? The frontlet back then was a leather headband. It was made out of leather. Something had to die. An animal had to die. Leather, mind you, not polyester. Man-made. Leather. An animal provided by God died, and you're going to wear this around your head. All right, it was a leather headband, like a belt, a girdle, to hold everything in, around your waist, your loins, girded with the truth. And this is something on your head. All right? And it had what on it, literally, an ark. Ark, the word ark means casket. Or a little receptacle, a leather receptacle, had scripture verses in it. Scripture verses. Alright? And this was a symbol, the Lord, and the Jews literally wore these leather headbands with scripture verses here and right here. Alright? It's a token on your hand. Something always on your hand. You see it. And something always between your eyes. You can't get it out of your vision. You with me? All right, what is the token on our hands? What is the token between our eyes, the front lid between our eyes? What is it? It's the gospel. How our Lord chose us and called us and provided a lamb and passed over us in mercy and grace and saved us and smote, brought us out of bondage. And it's the gospel of Christ. It's the token. It's the distinguishing mark. It's the pledge of God's favor. It's the token. Matthew 23. This is where our Lord brought it up, phylacteries. Matthew 23. This is the only use in the New Testament. Look at it. Matthew 23. And the Lord is warning throughout Matthew 23 of the scribes and the Pharisees and the hypocrites. Because always called them hypocrites. Played a part. Leaven. They're full of leaven of hypocrisy. Insincerity, hypocrisy. And in Matthew 23, he said, these scribes and Pharisees, they sit in Moses' seat, verse 2. And whatever they bid you observe, that is the word of God, do it, but don't do what they do. They say, and do not. They bind heavy burdens, grievous to be borne, lay them on men's shoulders. They will not move them with one of their fingers. Verse 5, all their works they do for one reason. To do what? What? To be seen of men. And they make broad their phylacteries. And larger borders of gum. They make broad their phylacteries. Some of them wore big old phylacteries this big, covering their head. Look how many verses of scripture I know. Look how many verses of scripture. And they did pride themselves in. It was said that some Pharisees could quote whole books of the Bible. Well, and you know, you ask, and you'll see Jews today, some of them still wear the real Orthodox Jews. You'll see, watch them, look at them. They're still wearing these boxes on their head and on their hand. But the modern equivalent of that is those in religion, whether it be whatever, Southern Baptist, Amish, German Baptist, Methodist, whatever, that people do what they do to be seen. They literally wear their religion on their sleeve. It's done to be seen. Look what we're doing for God. Look what we know. Look what we believe. You know, bumper stickers, T-shirts, you'll see stickers on their cars advertising where they go. You know, such faith fellowship. Is that advertising Jesus Christ? No, that's advertising your religious organization. That's what that's about. It's all about our church. This ain't Baptist church. It's about Jesus Christ. Right? And we don't wear those things to be seen. I'm telling you the truth. I'm warning you about that stuff. Our Lord is the one person that warned us. They don't wear the distinguishing mark of God's true people. The token of God's electing love is that they say, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. Look at Titus chapter 3 with me. Titus chapter 3 over there. Here's the mark of God's people. So you shouldn't call names. Paul named 16 names in his epistles, warning people. Should I call out the great whore? If I don't, I'm not doing my job. If I see a wolf and don't call it and say, there he is, that's a wolf there. If I don't warn our children, don't go in that place. Don't let your children pass through the fire. All of this Pentecostal stuff is letting your children pass through the fire. They all talk about acquire the fire. Don't they? Acquire the fire. You want the fire, don't you? Our Lord said He came to bring fire. It's an unseen fire. It's the fire of the gospel. Titus 3, and this is what distinguishes God's true people. Titus 3, verse 4. After the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appear, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He hath saved us. This is the testimony and the token of all God's true people. You ask them, they're going to tell you. It's in their heart and in their mind. They're going to tell you what the Lord hath done for them. It's not our works. In my hands, no price I bring. And I don't wear my religion to be for people to be sent to see it. I want people to see Christ. Come and see His glory. Come and hear His glory. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. Verse 6, according to His shed on us abundantly through Christ our Savior, justified by His grace, made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That's our testimony, isn't it? Look at Psalm 90. Psalm 90. We don't wear things on our bodies to be seen so people will know that we're religious. And don't put things on our card so people know we're religious or where we go. But it's our testimony. Psalm 90, look at this. Psalm 90, verse 16. It says, let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Thy work. Thy work upon us. Verse 17, let the beauty of our Lord be upon us, establish the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hand. What's the work of our hand? What are we doing right now? What are we doing right now? What's this all about? Christ. Everything we do is in service toward promoting His work, the gospel. Look across the page at Psalm 92. Look at Psalm 92, verse 4. Here's the token. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy work. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. Now, religion says this across the board. I've said it thousands of times. Whether it be Southern Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, it doesn't matter what it is. They say it. I've heard preachers say this constantly. They'll all say that. God has no hands but your hand. They all say that. Meaning you need to go to work for Jesus. You need to go work for the Lord. You need to serve the Lord. To be seen. Show people that you're a Christian. Go show people you're a good Christian. Let's show people who Christ is.
Amen.
It's an abomination to God to be seen of man now. It is. His works. God has hands, all right, now, not mine. They're His hands. He saved us by His work, by His hands. All right? And I remind you, everything the Lord did and said in the Old Testament were types and symbols and shadows and pictures, weren't they? The Jews took it very literally and took great pride in doing very literally what they did, what the Lord said. But the Lord said, after a while in Isaiah, He said, you sacrifice lamb. He said, but you might as well cut a dog's head off. Remember that? He said, I'm sick of it. Your new moons, your Sabbaths, things that He said to do. He said, I'm sick of it. Why? They were doing it to be seen. It was all an observation, all a ceremony. They didn't have Christ in mind at all. They didn't have worshiping God for forgiveness of sin. They forgot they forgot His mercy. They forgot His mercy and His grace. And they were going through the motions. And God said, I'm sick of it. You might as well slain a dog. I don't care how many lambs you've slain. I don't. When I see the blood, He said, doesn't mean anything to them. Because you're not thinking of Jesus Christ. And that's religion across the board, isn't it? All they do, our Lord said. Our Lord said, they do to be seen of men. God forbid. that we should do anything to be seen of men. All right, there's several tokens in the Scripture. Just listen. I'll give you this list later. But Genesis 9, the first time he talked about a token was a bow in the clouds. A rain bow. This is also significant, people. The first token of God's mercy and grace and love, and God not going to slay and kill everybody like he did the first time, was a rainbow in the clouds. After God poured out his wrath and his judgment on a filthy, evil world that corrupted his way, he put this blessed rainbow with every color in the spectrum in it. What is that? Well, this evil, wicked world is taken as a symbol, as a token of perversion. I hate it, don't you? This is what, you know, blame it on religion. Blame it on the pulpit. That rainbow is Jesus Christ. Like the multicolored coat of Joseph, the spectrum, every color in the spectrum. You see all those things in the sky, from sky to sky, rainbow. What's that all about? The mercy and grace of Christ. It covers this earth, the people of every kindred, nation, tongue under heaven, that God spared them by Jesus Christ. We're under that covenant, under that bow. We've got that sure token, sure mercies of the Son of David. That's the first token. And man has perverted it. We are in the last days, as in the days of Noah. The whole earth is corrupted his way. What's his way? One thing. Christ said, I'm the way. There's no other way. There's no other worship. There's no other thing to do. There's no other thing to talk about. There's nothing else to do in the church of God but worship Jesus Christ. But preach the gospel of Christ. Nothing else. The next token. Circumcision. He gave it to Abraham. Circumcision. Every male should be circumcised. We've already gone through that. What's that? That's Christ crucified. Cutting away all the fleshly religion. Bloodshed. It's a token. The next token, Exodus 12. The blood on the doorpost. You know. The next token, Aaron's rod that budded. Number 17, the next token, Aaron's rod that budded. There were a bunch of fellas that rose up in rebellion against Moses. And Aaron is the man God chose. Aaron was the one high priest. Aaron was the only man who could go in before the Lord. The only man the Lord would accept. The only man. And some men rose up and said, no, we can go. We can do this. He said, no, you can't. And God had this rod of Aaron's that budded, that bore fruit, like Christ, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the fairest of 10,000, the fruitful one. Had him put that rod in that ark of the testimony, along with the manna and the testimony, the word of God. It's all in that ark, in that casket. It's all Christ. Aaron's rod that budded is Christ, the tree of life, whose leaves are for the healing of the nation. And he said, this token is against these rebels that think they can come to God any other way but Aaron. What's that? Christ. One mediator between God and the man. The next token. Joshua 2. Rahab's scarlet line. Show me a token, she said. Show me a token to the spies. Show me a token. You see that red line? You see that scarlet line tie on the window, and you don't let loose of it. We're going to come back, and when we see that scarlet line, you're coming out with us. The next token in the New Testament, 2 Thessalonians and Philippians 1, talks about persecution for the truth, being a token of God's elect. Y'all think you're right and everybody else is wrong. No, we think God's right and everything's wrong. We know for a fact that anything other than Jesus Christ is wrong. Anything that's done in the house of God other than worship Christ, preach the gospel, is dead wrong. It's to be seen of men. It's all fun and game. This is the tough one. This is the tough one. Now, salvation is unto good works. In Titus 3, it says that we're careful to maintain constantly that they that have been saved do good work. But works are not what we trust. Works are not what we look to. Works are not how we're saved. We're not saved because of good works, saved unto good work. Works are not what we talk about. It's not what we wear and show people. It's not what we want people to see, our good works. We do. They do. Scripture says they may behold your good works and glorify your Father. But the principal work is what we're doing right now. This is it. And works are works of mercy and grace and love and kindness and so forth. But that's not what we talk about. We don't talk about our works. We don't promote our works. We don't talk about it. We promote His. His. All right, look at Revelation 13 with me. Revelation 13. This is, talks about a mark of the beast on the hand and the forehead. Revelation 13. Mark of the beast. This is really getting people's attention now. And don't ask me any questions after this. I don't have time. And there have been men trying to figure this out for years. Nobody has fully. But I know this much. Revelation 13, it says, talks about the beast, the dragon. That's Satan and false religion is what it is. Satan's a dragon, the beast is false religion. And verse 16. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead. What is that? Well, on down it talks about the mark is the number of a man, 600, 66. All right, the mark of the beast in your right hand and in your forehead. It's your works and your what you think about. All right? It's the number of a man, I'll tell you this much. That's what every preacher I've ever known has concluded. Man was created on the sixth day. Okay? And there are many things. A numerical number of Latin, the actual numerical value of the word Latin is 666. And the Latin church was a Roman church. Latin, it was, the Bible was in Latin only, and Latin this and Latin that. 666. But here's the thing. Man was created on the sixth day. Seven has always been the number of perfection. God rested on the seven from His word. Seven is God, six is man. The mark of the beast is man. Everything about man. The works of man. The will of man, the works of man, the ways of man. It's evil. It's all about man's glory and man's will and man's works and for his glory. Okay. The mark of the beast. It's the mark of false religion. It has everyone looking to their works. Everyone looking to their work. Look what I've done for Jesus. Look what I've done for Jesus. Look where we go. Look what we do for Jesus. Man. That's the mark of the beast. All right. Here's the... Look with me at the frontlets. Let's look at this frontlet. The Jews wore this Word of God on their head. The Word of God is not something we wear to be seen by others. This frontlet was between their eyes. This frontlet was to be worn on them, each one individually, so that what? Others could see it? They could see it. Are you with me? This wasn't for other people to look at. Well, look at him. No, it's for you to keep between your eyes, always have on your mind. It's just a symbol. Okay? Alright, the Word of God is not something we wear as an emblem of our Christianity, but it's something that we have in our minds and in our hearts. Always. Before our eyes, in our minds, something we meditate, something we think upon. And look at, I'll show you several things. Verse Revelation, are you still there? Revelation 7. Turn there with me. It talks about the seal. Seal. Revelation 7 and the forehead. Verse 3. You have it? Revelation 7, 3. The Lord said, hurt not the earth, that is, don't destroy the world till we have sealed, verse 3, sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. You know, every one of God's people had this in their mind. Look at chapter 9, verse 4. It's commanded they should not hurt the grass, the earth, and every green tree, or only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. Chapter 14. Turn quickly. I've got to stop. Chapter 14. Look at this. I looked, lo, a lamb, still on the mount of Zion, with him 144,000. How do you know they're his? I had their father's name written in their foreheads. Our Father, it's our heaven. Chapter, look at verse 9 and 10 here, same chapter. Third angel followed and said with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, that's man, receive his mark in his forehead and his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Chapter 17. Quickly, chapter 17, verse 5. Upon her forehead, false religion, the great whore, upon her forehead was a name written, mystery, Babylon, the great mother of harlots and abomination of the earth, Roman Catholicism, drunken with the blood of the martyrs and the saints. Chapter 20, and I close. Chapter 20, over there with me. Chapter 20, verse 4. This is good. It says in chapter 20, verse 4, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for what? Witness of Jesus, for the Word of God. They had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, man, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads. But what they had was tokens of God's mercy and frontlets before their eyes. And that was the truth that they believed in their hearts, in their mind. And in our text, it says this, in closing, it says, you wear these tokens upon your hand, these frontlets between your eyes, because by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out of Egypt. Remember this. Keep this in mind. Always keep it before your eyes. Always remember, it's not your works. It's His. That's it. It's not anything but Christ. Remember that? Okay.